In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. And Christ is among us. Please come here, my beloved children. As I have promised you, we'll go back a little bit to the story of Adam and Eve. Because that is a very, very important story for all of us. Because Adam means, do you remember what Adam means? Eve means life, and Adam means?
Man.
That's what Adam means, man. And the story of Adam is the story of any man, of any human being. That's why that story is very, very important for us. And the Bible tells us that after God created Adam, God planted a garden, a beautiful garden, the garden of... What's the name of the garden? This winter break. The Garden of Eden. God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden, and God told Adam to keep and to tend that garden. Now, if Adam means man, and if we are to be like Adam, like the new Adam, like Christ, and if so, what do you think? How could we relate this story to us, to our life? What would be the Garden of Eden for us? Because God placed Adam in that beautiful Garden of Eden. What would be the beautiful garden that God placed us into?
Paradise.
But are we in paradise? Are we in paradise? The world. Is not this world like a beautiful garden? Is it not? We have so many beautiful flowers and trees and rivers. Is it not a beautiful world? That's the Garden of Eden that God placed us into. Okay? The whole world. Now, God asked Adam to tend and to keep the Garden of Eden. If the whole world is our Garden of Eden that God placed us into, how could we tend and keep the garden that God placed us into, the whole world? By taking care of the world. How could we take care of the world? What do you think?
If something
falls on the floor, clean it up. Yes, to keep it clean, that's very, very important, to keep it clean. Because what do you think? Was the Garden of Eden clean or dirty?
Clean.
It was clean. How is the world that we live in? Is it clean?
Sort of.
Sort of.
And don't throw stuff out your window when you're like in the car.
Exactly, that's another very good example, because the Garden of Eden given to us by God, the whole world, was clean when it was created by God, was it not? And why is it not so clean now? Come on, somebody else. Why is the world not so clean now? Because? Because people threw garbage in the world, that's why. Any kind of garbage. Can you give me some examples? Anna said something about throwing a bag, you know. You eat at McDonald's, don't eat too often at McDonald's. You eat somewhere. You know, I saw people, you know, throwing McDonald's bags, you know, out the window of their cars.
Smokers.
Or yes, sometimes, you know, people smoke and they just throw, you know, the cigarettes, you know, on the ground. People don't care. What, you know, can you give me some other examples of garbage that we left out there? Zoe, what do you think? Yes, gum wrappers. What else?
Soda cans.
Yeah.
I see a lot of those.
Coffee. You know what? Not even here on Earth, but even in the outer space, we already left some garbage up there. Because we sent some satellites, we used them, and when it was not profitable to use them anymore, we left them up there. Do you know that even the atmosphere around the world is full of garbage nowadays? Nuclear power plants. Have you heard about nuclear power plants?
No.
Those are plants that make electricity, but they use a nuclear fuel. And that's very, very, very toxic. And you know what people do? When they don't need it anymore, but it is still very toxic, they take it to some inhabited areas, to areas where people don't live, and they just dump it there. But it's still toxic, you know, we can't run away from it. So that's one very important way of tending and keeping the world, by making sure that we don't throw garbage in the world that God gave us, in the Garden of Eden that God gave us. We keep it clean because it is our world. And if we are going to throw a lot of garbage around, are we going to have a beautiful world around us? We are going to suffer. Yes, we have to compost it. And can you give me some other examples of how we could make a positive? Do you know what that means? You know, so this, you know, not to throw garbage, this would be, you know, like to do, you know, to stay away from something. But what could, so this is something that we should not do. But what could we do to tend and to keep the world, to make it even more beautiful, because God wanted Adam to make the Garden of Eden even more beautiful, and God knows that we're capable. We can do that. We can make the world even more beautiful.
Pour water on plants even if they're not yours.
Yes, to help the plants grow. Very good. To look after gardens. To look after plants. What else? What about the animals? Are we supposed to look after the animals? Are we called to look after the animals?
Feed them.
Feed the animals. Now, are we supposed to feed the wild animals? No. We are not supposed to feed the wild animals. What about hunting? We have to be very, very careful, even when it's about hunting or fishing. Maybe to hunt if we need to eat. Maybe to fish if you need to eat. But not only, you know, to go hunting and to kill a lot of animals just because we want to have fun.
Because God made them.
God made them. And we are called to look after them and to protect them. Do you know how many animals, how many species of animals we killed? And they are not in the world anymore because of us? Was that loving? Were we like God when we did that? So again, we are called to protect the animals, the wild animals, and the domestic animals. Do you have a pet?
Yes.
If you have a pet, if you decide that you are going to have a pet, that's a big commitment. Do you know what a commitment is?
Yeah.
That's a big commitment. If you decide to have a dog, or a cat, or a guinea pig, or a fish, or a turtle, or you name it. That will be your responsibility. And you'll be responsible in front of God because, you know, for that animal. So look after that animal, feed him or her. And what else could we do for the animals and for the whole creation? To tend it and to keep them, to offer it to God. What else could we do? Pray. We are called to pray for the whole creation. and to offer the whole creation to God. That's why, by the way, after Wednesday, do you know what we celebrate on Wednesday? We celebrate the baptism of the Lord into the Jordan River, and we invoke the Holy Spirit to come upon the water and to sanctify the water as He sanctified the water of the Jordan River when He stepped into the water of the Jordan, and as He sanctified the water at the beginning of creation. And then with that holy water, do you know what we do? Come on. Do you have an idea? What do? We get sprinkled with water, but only the human beings get sprinkled with water?
No.
The whole creation, we bless everything because we are called to look after the whole creation and to offer it to God, to make it holy, not only to look after it and not only to destroy it, but to sanctify it, to make it holy, to make it a paradise, to make it the kingdom of heaven. That's why we sprinkle holy water on everything. Because everything was created by God. And God wants us to work together with Him to sanctify the whole creation and to offer it to Him. So everything is called to be holy. Do we respect the icons? We should have the same respect, almost the same respect for everything, for the whole creation. Because everything was created by God and was given to us.
We even have to sprinkle the animals.
We have to do what?
We have to sprinkle the animals.
Yes, we sprinkle the animals. We bless the animals because we pray for them and we offer them to God because they don't have a spirit. They have a soul. Now I'm going into theology, deeper theology here. But it's good to know. It's good to know that the animals need us to be saved. They don't have a spirit. They have a soul. So do the plants. Also the plants have a soul, but they don't have a spirit. We have a spirit. And God wants to work through us to sanctify the whole creation and to make it His kingdom. Amen. God bless you. I didn't see this coming. This is what we tell ourselves many times. Even if God gives us many signs, even if God tries to prepare us, we still don't see it coming. And when it happens, you say, I can't understand how this happened to me. I didn't see it coming. I want to speak about this today because this Sunday is the Sunday before the baptism or the theophany or the epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church prepares us for this great feast day. The church prepares us for the coming of Christ, for the manifestation of Christ to the world as an adult when He came to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. And we are prepared for this. And today we had the gospel reading from the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, which speaks about the preparation done by John for the coming of the Messiah and how God sent John the Baptizer to prepare the humanity. He sent this last prophet to prepare the humanity for the coming of the Messiah. But guess what? Even if God sent this mighty prophet, some people didn't want to listen to him. Even if in the end God sent his only begotten son, God himself, to speak to the people, some people said, maybe tomorrow I'll listen to you. And some people even today say, you know, if God would tell me what to do, if God would send me a lightning, you know, to tell me what to do, I would do it. God sends prophets into our lives almost every day, and especially when we need a prophet to speak to us. But so many times, because of our stubbornness, because of our hard hearts, we don't want to listen. We go to the doctor tells us, you know, if you don't quit smoking, if you don't quit drinking, if you don't quit doing this to yourself, you're going to die because of this. I don't think so. This won't happen to me. This might happen to somebody else, but not to me. I'm different. God sends prophets in the forms of doctors, in the forms of friends, in the forms of counselors. And you know, when we have, they say that when three people tell us the same thing during the course of a week, we should do something about it. When people tell us, you know, you should do something about this, change your mind about this because this is going to ruin your life, we should listen. Those are the prophets sent to us by God. But so many times, like the people of old, like the people of the Old Testament, like the people of Judea in the time of the Lord, so many times we refuse to listen to these prophets sent to us by God. Because a prophet is not somebody who foretells the future. A prophet is somebody who speaks the truth in love. A prophet is somebody who cares about us so much that he doesn't care about himself anymore, and he has the courage to speak the truth. And because he speaks the truth, sooner or later, it's going to happen. But so many times, when we are caught up, you know, in our life, in a storm sometimes, in a storm of life, sometimes, you know, we are caught in a habit, we think, no, this is my life, and it is okay. John preached a baptism of repentance accompanied by the confession of sins. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And some people repented. Some people changed their mind. That's what metanoia means. Profound change of mind, of heart, and of life. Because if we change our mind today, but tomorrow we do the same thing, there's not a real change of heart. This is the beginning of a new life. This is the preparation that we can make for a new life. To confess our sins and to accept, I'm not right about this one. I have a problem here. If we go to the doctor and we pretend that everything is okay, you know, I've seen people, you know, coughing and having a pneumonia and pretending that everything was okay. I'm gonna get rid of this. I don't need a doctor. No, you do need a doctor. Don't fool yourself. You are sick. And if you don't admit that you are sick, you are not going to get better. And you might die because of this sickness. So, when we have a sickness, let us humble ourselves. Let us admit that we have a sickness. Because that would lead us to life. Let us deal with it. Let us offer it to God. Let us experience a new and resurrected life. And let us listen to the prophets that God sends to us. Let us listen to the prophets through whom God tries to prepare us for His coming into our life, for experiencing Him into a personal relationship now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.